Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich spent his first day as senator-elect today. After a tough election battle, he won Ted Stevens' long-held U.S. Senate seat yesterday. Begich acknowledged Stevens' years of service to the state, saying he respected that work. But he says he thinks Alaska is shifting, much as Anchorage did when he was elected mayor and beat a Republican incumbent for the first time in the city's history.
People are staying here longer, they're retiring here, they're building their homes and raising their families. My son's a third generation. I mean, it's a different kind of attitude. Because of that, I think in a lot of ways, Alaskans are looking at the people who will represent them on the long term. And I think in my case, that's what I've always talked about. So I've seen the Democrat in action. And I wouldn't consider the state always a solid red. I think what you have here is a state in transformation.
Begich's win brings congressional Democrats one seat closer to a filibuster-proof Senate. Two other races are still counting votes, but he says the bottom line for him is Alaskans' interests will be at the forefront.
And if there is a vote that requires a busting of a filibuster that's anti-Alaska, absolutely I'm not interested. I don't care what the party asks me for. I don't care what the leadership asks me for. Alaska's priorities are going to be the first, and always the first.
He says he will focus on the economic crisis, skyrocketing energy costs, health care, and education. Begich says he is happy that Congress is concentrating on long-term stimulus ideas such as rebuilding sewer, water, and other infrastructures nationally rather than focusing on short-term fixes.
Because we have a lot of infrastructure needs in our state and we'll continue to have that. And the United States Senate, Congress will play a role in that. So I feel very confident. The goal will be to ensure sustainability. Earmarks are one-time opportunities. What we need to do is look at where we're going to impact and make sure that the investment into our infrastructure is a long-term and sustainable, not just for the moment.
Begich says appropriations, finance, veterans, commerce, and energy are all committees he's interested in, but he'll work with Senator Lisa Murkowski to figure out what's best.
Talk about what committee she may be on, and I'm seeking so we don't overlap, that we actually spread our resources around properly. So that will be one of the conversations I have with her to see where she wants to be placed and what she's going to be doing, so we make sure we don't have two on the same committee where we could spread our resources around.
Begich says he anticipates earmarks will take on a more holistic approach with money for longer-term infrastructure. He says he will argue that Alaska's marine highway system be included in the upcoming transportation bill.